This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I'm Alex L.
And I'm Libby Delena.
Welcome to this Morning Walk podcast.
Hey, Libby.
Hey, Alex. Good morning.
Hey, morning. Wow, Christmas is Sunday.
I know. It's like a handful of days away.
Mm-hmm. My kids are very excited.
I'm very excited. I'm not sure it's necessarily Christmas I love. I actually like this time of year. I like that today's the solstice. We're talking on the solstice. The days are getting longer. That seems really optimistic, really joyous for me, even if it's just a few minutes every day.
I actually love that too. The only reason why we do Christmas is for the kids. Like, we're not religious or anything. We love the holiday season. We just love it. Like, this time of year, from like Halloween to New Year's, like my favorite time of year as well. Something I wanted to talk about today is when holidays look different for folks. I know for me, my husband and I are learning how to set our own traditions with our children. I'm the only child. He's the youngest of three. And, you know, they had traditions growing up. I didn't really have that. And so holidays are super special for me, not because of all the fanfare around holiday and being with family, but more so creating memories for our little family and learning that holidays look different every season. And sometimes it's really hard this time of year for folks. So I wanted to talk with you about taking care of ourselves during this time when we may not have a family, or when our families look different, or we only have chosen family. Like, it's so layered.
It's so layered. Or even, this is a case of my scenario, when what used to be traditions, lovely traditions, but things have changed and now you're creating new traditions. Yeah, looking for those beautiful little pockets of places, little pockets where there's really a lot of meaning. But when I say connection, I don't necessarily mean with a big family, or it can be as simple, well, as you can imagine, what I'm going to say is going for a walk early in the morning and connecting with the time of year. But yeah, I think these holidays, everybody's holidays look different. It isn't straight out of the movie script.
Ever.
Right. And the ability to allow it to change from year to year, allow it to look different, accept new traditions, find new traditions, find places of connection and care. It can be a challenge.
Something that I love that you posted on our This Morning Walk Instagram was like giving the gift of a walk. I love that photo of you and Marta, and your caption was just so moving because we often look at this time of year as a show of affection through things. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I love giving an intentional gift that people can use. I love receiving an intentional gift that I can use. And we don't always have to be giving something tangible to be able to receive the love from those around us. And it was really beautiful for me to see you talk about the gift of walking. Go for a walk, you know, warm up a cup of tea. You know, if you're in the cold, you know, where we are, bundle up, grab your cup of tea, call a neighbor, call a loved one and say, I'd like to go for a walk with you. Curious to know how that came up for you and what made you talk about that.
Hey, it's Torre. Every week on my podcast, Torre Show, I interview amazing people like Andre 3000, Jada Pinkett Smith, Brescia Webb, Charles Blow, and all sorts of people about what fueled their rise to success and the ways in which being Black shows up in their work. If you want some inspiration to help achieve your dreams, listen to Toure Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the picture you're referencing is me and my best, my dearest, longest running friend, Marta, who's on the West Coast. And it was a couple of years ago, I think we both got to a place in our lives where like, let's keep this holiday season really simple, really intentional, really thoughtful. And so I started giving everybody coupons to go for a walk. These are, you know, a little coupon that says, okay, this is for a Tuesday walk when you're really stressed out and you just pick up the phone and say, hi, I'm going to go for a walk at 10 o'clock. You go for a walk at 7 a.m. and we're going to just talk this out and we're going to be in different places. But the idea was essentially the most loving thing I could give was time, attention, and the thing I love the most, which was a walk. So I give everybody coupons for walks at this time of year. And that picture is she and I often walk holding hands. And so that's what you're referencing. But from that gift from me is perhaps one of the most loving things I could give to somebody else. To your point, it isn't a tangible thing. Although, as you point out, there are many that are really lovely. But if you get a coupon from me to go for a walk, it really means I love you.
I absolutely love that. We need coupon books for this community.
Oh, I love that.
Give the gift of a walk.
That's right. A punch card.
A punch card.
Right. Okay. We're on to something.
This happens every time. Always wheels spinning. Listen, always wheels spinning.
Well, yeah. So the point of the walking coupon is you don't have to be together physically. You can be in various time zones and you just pick a time and you both. And sometimes I'm not even connected to the person. We're not talking on the phone or anything. We just decide to go for a walk at essentially the same time. So she's on the West Coast, 7 a.m. I'm on the East Coast, 10 a.m. And we both decide to step out our doors at the same time and hold each other dear. Think about the other person. Think about what they're working on, what's troubling them, what's how to be supportive. And I actually do really feel as if that kind of loving intention to somebody is one of the universe's most profound acts of love. So if you can go for a walk together, wonderful, but a walking coupon doesn't require that you physically be together.
That is such a beautiful practice of intention, holding space, and love. That is absolutely wonderful. I'm going to be walking into 2023 with that. I am. That is wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, often my walks, I'm doing that thinking about you. So and we'll continue to do that.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. You sent me an ornament recently that says,
what does it say?
Hold on. Let me go look.
I think it says it is solved by walking.
It does say it is solved by walking. And when I think about my walking practice over the year, and really I'm in 2023, I'll be walking into year two of walking. I have been trying to reacquaint myself with the joy that I used to feel when I first started walking. I no longer feel that same elation, and I am looking forward to creating intentional practices that bring me those small nuggets of joy and presence and non-busyness. So that's an intention that I want to walk into 2023 with, is intentionally, joyfully going, even when it's uncomfortable, like freezing. It's really cold here. And so I might even just give myself walking coupons, you know, and like pick a word, any word, and use that word as the thing I'm going to meditate on over my walks. That's going to be my gift to myself.
Hey, Walk Stars. I want to turn you on to one of my favorite podcasts in the entire world. It's the 10% Happier podcast, and it has one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, and I truly believe this. So why not master it? Hosted by Dan Harris, a journalist who had a panic attack on national television and then set out on a journey of transformation. He's now on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. Every week, Dan talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity in wide-ranging conversations that explore topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. The interviews cover everyone from Brené Brown to Alexander Draymond to Sam Harris. So, Walkstars, as you know, this podcast is much more than just about walking. It's the same for 10% Happier. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. Find 10% Happier wherever you listen to podcasts.
I love that. One of the words that you spoke about last time was the sense of nourishment. So what came up for me as you were just saying that was, how can these walks in 2023 be just beautifully nourishing for you? Maybe what your walking practice has evolved from being from joyous to nourishing. And that doesn't mean that there isn't joy in that, but it's maturing. You know, the other day I went for a walk for 12 hours.
What?
I know. We'll talk about that another time. So some would say, why would you do that? And there's a number of reasons, but one of them is I really do think that this practice does mature and that you aren't given the lessons that you need until you've matured. So in the first year that you walked, you learned all the lessons from year one of walking. In season two or year two, let me say that again. In year one, there's all these lessons from walking. In year two, the lessons change. And unless you walk into year two, you aren't gifted, granted, awarded. Those lessons aren't shared with you. And I'm finding that I'm about to enter, you know, I'm in year 12 of walking. The lessons I'm learning now, there is no way I could have possibly learned in year one. So for me, that the nourishment of a 12-hour walk or 12-year walk is that I only get those lessons. I only get the keys, the unlocks to those learnings and that wisdom and that comfort and joy, deliciousness, because I have maintained that practice. I think we hear that around the seated practice and meditation, right? Sort of the more you commit to it, the fidelity you have around it, you begin to... There are lessons that are only shared by attending to this practice for a given period of time. So, you know, I think potentially your year two, the lessons that are waiting for you behind year two are going to be delicious, but they are different than the lessons from year one. And you only get those lessons by walking into year two.
Thank you. I love that a lot. What are you drinking today?
Today I am drinking a beautiful little Sencha green tea. It's quite grassy and green. I think it's really caffeinated because I've got a whole ton of energy I didn't have a little while ago. And I'm drinking it out of a little hand-thrown, I think it's a press pot. So it's a hand-pinched pinch pot with just rough glaze on it. So some of the actual clay is showing. I don't remember who made it, but boy, does it feel good in the hand. And it's small, so... means that the tea, whenever I drink it, it tends to be very hot because I drink it so fast. How about you?
I am drinking a chai and it's really good with a little splash of heavy whipping cream, like a tiny splash.
Amen.
And it's in this lovely ceramic handleless mug that is cream colored and kind of partially glazed. It looks almost like cement, has a rough feeling in some spots, great lip to drink from, feels really lovely in the hand. And That's good.
You want to tell me about your teapot that I saw you bring over to the table?
Oh, yeah. My cast iron teapot, handmade in Japan. And it's absolutely wonderful. You can only like put water in it. It's just a water pot, essentially. And then you pour it over your tea. And it's just, it's just a ritual. I love it.
It is a meditation.
It is a meditation.
Okay, so an invitation to everybody to record. Alex and I are doing a community podcast. Our next podcast will be Your Voices. So an invitation to record a little voice memo, 2 minutes, about your experience walking this year. Someone reached out on Instagram and said, I haven't walked every single day this year. Is that okay? We're an inclusive group here. If you've walked most days, some days, any days, please send us a little recording of your experience to hello@thismorningwalk.com. And our next podcast will be your podcast, Your Voices.
Can't wait to hear that.
More the merrier. So send them in. All right. I love you so.
I love you too. Happy holidays and talk to you soon.
You sure will. Bye.
Bye.
This Morning Walk podcast is produced by
me, Wayne Bertram,
me, Alex L,
and me, Libby Delena.
If you enjoy the show, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and review.
Your support is greatly appreciated.
Don't forget to follow This Morning Walk on Instagram
for weekly journal prompts and photos from our walks.
Until next time,
take care.
Thanks for walking with us.